আলহামদুলিল্লাহ ওয়াকাফা ওয়াসসালাতু ওয়াসসালামু আলা ইবাদিহি আল্লাযীনা ইসতাফা আম্মা বা'দ ফাকাদ ক্বালা আল্লাহু তাবারাকা ওয়া তাআলা ফিল কুরআনিল মাজীদ ওয়াল ফুরকানিল হামীদ আউযু বিল্লাহি মিনাশ শাইতানির রাজীম বিসমিল্লাহির রহমানির রহিম ওয়ালা তুলকু বিআইদিকুম ইলা আত-তাহালুকা وقال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم الوحدة خير من جليس السوء والجليس الصالح خير من الوحدة أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام علماء الكرام respected brothers and elders الله سبحانه وتعالى is making it very explicitly known in this ayat sharifa that we recited. This is only a portion of the ayat wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is advising us that do not cause or bring about your own destruction by means of your own hands. وَلَا تُلْقُوا بِأَيْدِيكُمْ إِلَى التَّهْلُكَ. By means of your own doings, do not go towards your destruction or do not bring about upon yourself your destruction. So how does one do that? How does one, by means of his own doings and by way of his own hands, how does one go and destroy or destruct himself? Amongst the many things that we are faced with today, which Hazrat Maulana Damat Barakatuhum always emphasizes upon, one of the things that is outstanding, especially in these times of today, as we speak right now, at this point in time, is this plague and this filthy and evil disease of drug abuse and drug trafficking that we have in our community. Why in our community? Why not the non-Muslim? But mashallah, how can we point a finger at the non-Muslim when the front runners are the Muslims? The front runners are the Muslims. Wherever we go today, we will find that with whatever vice we talk about, and if we go to address, for instance, a drug problem that may be existent in a community or in a family, inadvertently and invariably one will find that the main person behind the entire scenario is a Muslim. Unfortunately, it pains us to say this, but it is the raw truth. And we have to digest it. But we do not have to digest it and leave it like that. Brothers, today we are being bombarded from all sides by the Jews, by the Christians, by all those enemies of Islam out there. And inshallah ta'ala, we say this with tawakkul in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala zati muqaddasa, that we will be able to combat those atrocities that are being launched and unleashed against us. But how do we combat the problem that we have within us? How do we combat that problem? How do we address that problem? Regarding drug abuse, just in the, inshallah ta'ala, next few minutes, we want to discuss the abuse of drugs and inshallah ta'ala the prescribed remedies for it or solutions, and those that we call the drug traffickers, which is putting it mildly, they are actually death merchants. The drug addict himself, today we find wherever brothers are going to try and assist and trying to save that person or those persons from becoming destroyed, as this ayat sharifa says, وَلَا تُلْقُوا بِأَيْدِيكُمْ إِلَّا التَّهْلُكَ. Do not go towards your own destruction by means of your own hands. Whenever this happens and the brothers go there to assist, only with one reason and only with one niyat, and that is to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No ulterior motives attached. Alhamdulillah. Then it is found that the problem does not only center around the drug addict himself, but the problem goes further than that. much further. It has not only affected his life, it has affected the life of the parents as well. If he is married, then it will affect invariably the life of his wife and children as well. And it just goes on and on and on, till it reaches alarming proportions, which is it's already reached today, and it has been allowed to reach those proportions by us. There are times when we have to call a spade a spade. We cannot have or adopt the propensity to sweep things under the carpet all the time and say that no, there is no problem. My son can never be on drugs. My daughter on drugs, impossible. My brother, my sister, it is out of the question. You do not know what you are talking about. No, they do know what they are talking about. Definitely they do. It is we that do not know what we are talking about. Why? Because out of a state of ignorance, we want to put up that type of front, that brave front. Mere paas koi takleef nahi hai. I'm not going through any problems. But we know, and our Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows, behind those walls in our homes, what is going on. Just to mention a few examples, just a few from the so many and numerous examples that are stumbled upon daily. Recently there was a problem in one of the towns of Northern Natal. The father of the house was a drug addict, or probably is. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it such that we use the term was and he is off it now. The father is on drugs. The father, under the intoxication and influence of drugs that has driven him to a state of stark raving insanity, he does not have any control over himself. He does not know what is going on. He cannot differentiate, brothers, between his wife and his daughter. He goes and commits zina with his daughter. And it does not stop there. As we said, this has got a ripple effect. It does not stop there. The daughter conceives. And the daughter has a child, the father of whom, biologically speaking, is her own biological father. Can we think about it? Let us take a few minutes to sit back and to think, to ponder. Is this really happening, or is the Molisab just shooting it out? No, it has happened. How do we combat that? What do we do? Yes, we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, definitely. Hazrat Maulana Damat Barakatuh always says, turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That we have to do. If we do not do that, then we are also lost. But also at the same time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you must also take steps and certain measures in order to rectify the problem. And in so far as that is concerned, you have to first of all admit, I have a problem. Or my son, or my daughter, or whoever the person may be, he or she has a problem. They require assistance. They require, first of all, spiritual assistance. They need to be connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They need to be connected with the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They need to be connected with the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That they have missed out over the years. They have missed out on that over the years, which has now culminated painfully and disastrously in this manner. The brothers thereafter go to attend to a problem in one of the suburbs of our town here in Durban. A 15-year-old girl by the name of Sumayya. Who was Sumayya? Sumayya radiallahu ta'ala anha was the first person, male and female, the first person in the history of Islam to become shaheed. The mother of Sayyidina Ammar ibn Yasir radiallahu ta'ala anha. In Makkah Mukarramah. That is the most beloved and sacred and honored name that this child has. She is a child, 15 years of age. She is still in school. The brothers go there. They ask the mother that we have reason to believe that you are dealing in drugs. The mother denies it. She refutes it. She puts up all sorts of stories. Till they stumble upon a non-Muslim who is an idol worshipper. And he happens to, na'udhu billah, he happens to be the boyfriend of that girl, of Sumayya. And he comes out, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to take out the haqq, he will channel that haqq and he will transmit it even through the lips of Fir'aun also. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took out the haqq from a non-Muslim, from a mushrik. He says, yes, drugs are being sold here, they are being trafficked here, all the type of thing, and this girl is my girlfriend, and she is 3 months pregnant. She has conceived, she is 3 months pregnant. She is still going to school. She has her mother's full blessing. The boy comes and sits in the home. They sit and watch TV till the early hours of the morning. That shaitan box, they are so glued to that. And under the influence of intoxication, of course, that shaitan box will give permission to do anything and everything, which it is doing today. And we, mashallah, we are falling prey. Like a lamb being led to the slaughter. Then we come a little more towards our town, towards central town. On the beachfront, the brothers pick up 3 sisters, Muslim girls. We are not talking about non-Muslims. Are ghair Muslimo ki baat to baad mein aayegi. Pehle hum apni baat kare. Let's try and put, inshallah ta'ala, our own house in order. That is what the ulama are saying. That is what Hazrat Maulana Damat Barakatum Allah Pak, give him a long life. He, every week and every day, this is what Maulana's mansha is. That put your house in order. 3 girls, all 3 are sisters. They all were born at the same time. They were triplets, mashallah. Anybody's family today, 3 babies are born at one and the same time. Khushi ki baat hai. Bahut khushi ki baat hai. The whole town is invited. All that type of thing. Here 3 sisters are walking up and down the beachfront with little cell phones in their hands. And when they are confronted by the brothers, then they start to sing like canaries. And they start to say that we are from certain locality. Our father lives there. Our families and all these people live there. We have been let loose here. We have been thrown here to the wolves. And we are already being devoured. A certain drug dealer in a certain part of the town, who is also a Muslim, he asks us to parade here, to stroll along the beach late at night. First of all, selling our bodies as loose girls. Allah Ta'ala maaf farmai, these things we should not, we cannot even talk about these things, or we should not. But what can we do? We said alarming proportions. This is just, we're still scratching the surface here. It goes far beyond that. And what do you do with the money that you earn? We take that money, 500 or 600 rand or 1,000 or 2,000 rand, each of us, and we go and give it to the drug dealer. And what does he do? He pays us. How does he pay you? Does he pay you in cash? Does he give you a proportionate amount from that amount which you took to him? No. He pays us back in the form of drugs. He got us hooked onto drugs in the first place. Now that we are hooked on it, he pays us back in the form of drugs. He gives us 100 or 150 rand for ourselves. What do you do with the money? We go and give it to our father. Does your father have knowledge that you are doing all this? We are doing it with our father's blessings. Our father knows fully well what is going on. So what we are saying is, we cannot sweep it under the carpet. Kitne dino ke liye ye masla chalta rahega? Kab tak hum apne aap ko is ghaflat ke alam mein rakhenge? A very, very great man, a very, very great Allah wala, who was not an alim or hafizul Quran, but a very great buzurg, Allah Ta'ala fully is covered with nur. He once said, from the words of wisdom that he used to always tell us, he says, remember, if you take a tray, and if you block the view of the sun from your eyes, only you can't see it. Only you cannot see it. ساری دنیا دیکھ سکتی ہے. اینڈ ایز ایف دیٹ واز ناٹ انف اینڈ ایز ایف دیٹ از ناؤ کیپنگ دا پرابلم, نو نو برادرز بلیو می وی آر اونلی اسکریچنگ دا سرفس. دس پرابلم از سو انٹینس that it has now recently been learnt that there are certain pharmacies also in our town that belong to Muslim pharmacists that are also involved in this rumpus. They are supplying drugs like Rohypnol, which under normal circumstances the medical practitioners that are here will know you need to have a prescription and you need to deserve that tablet for some ailment or the other. But it is very, very seldom that a medical practitioner, a learned Muslim medical practitioner, will put anybody onto such a type of drug. It is known as a Schedule 5 drug. So a prescription is obtained, and this is how it works briefly. That prescription, just one leaf from the doctor's pad. But that is all that is required. Thereafter, subsequently, the dates are changed and changed and changed all the time, till so many Rohypnol tablets are obtained that the dealers in the town are supplied. They are supplied those tablets. Why should the pharmacist not do it? The business is lucrative. Business is lucrative. He is destroying communities, he is destroying families, he is destroying tomorrow's generation, he is making our youth, who are going to be the flag bearers of Islam tomorrow. We are sitting here today. Maut is going to come and take us away. They are going to have to carry that responsibility of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's deen. How is a bunch of robots going to do it? They are going to be like living dead zombies walking from one place to another, from point A to point B. Somebody is going to tell them, you have already reached point B, go back to point A, and then they are going to have to go in that way. Why? Their minds are already seized. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O people who believe, innama al-khamru wal-maisiru wal-ansabu wal-azlamu ridsum min amali shaitan. Verily, intoxicants, wal-maisir and gambling, wal-ansab and the divination of arrows, wal-azlam and the dedication of stones for your falsified gods, ritsum min amali shaitan, all these things are abominable acts from the acts of shaitan. Fajtanibu, save yourselves from it. La'allakum tuflihun, so that you may become successful. Why? إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَن يُوقِعَ بَيْنَكُمُ الْعَدَاوَةَ وَالْبَغْضَاءِ. Shaitan only desires to do one thing, and that is to create or excite enmity between you. عَدَاوَةَ وَالْبَغْضَاءِ and hatred. فِي الْخَمْرِ in intoxication, وَالْمَيْسِرِ and in gambling. وَيَصُدَّكُمْ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ and he wishes to keep you away from the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَعَنِ الصَّلَاةِ and he wishes to keep you away from namaz. You will become totally unmindful of your namazes. You do not know what is the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all about. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, save yourself from these things. فَهَلْ أَنْتُمْ مُنْتَهُمْ. Then too will you not listen? Then too will you not save yourselves from this? No, we are saying no. We are saying the orthodox parents that we have at home, the orthodox old people, they are thinking in the old-fashioned way. Today we are living in a psychedelic space age. The intercontinental ballistic missiles have been invented, and this has been invented, and that has been invented. What we do not realize, what we fail to realize, respected brothers and elders, is that the problem does not end, as we said, with the drug addict. No. The parent has got, if not more, at least 99.9% recurring. He has got the responsibility to bear as well. He's got to share the blame. Why? He enables that youngster by giving him money freely and not even questioning him about the spending of it, making available to him motor cars, giving him all those things which he terms as amenities. I did not have it in my time. I do not want to deprive my children. Yehi baat hai na? In my time, my parents could not afford it. So I do not want to deprive my children. Lekin bhai khuda ke bande, you are taking your child, you are not depriving him of what? You are not depriving him of Jahannam. That's what you are doing. You are enabling him, you are not even questioning him, ke bhai, it's already 2 o'clock in the morning, where are you coming from? What is your condition? Come, let me sit and talk to you for a few minutes, let me see what were you up to. No. My son is a big boy, he's responsible. He's like this and he's like that. Nobody must blame my son. My son is one in a million, yes he is. He is one in a million. He is one in that million, the rest of whom have seen the light, but he unfortunately has seen a different light that goes towards Jahannam. Then of course we have the death merchants. Who? This is what hurts. Emotionally it hurts. And from a dini point of view also, steps should be taken to eradicate and rid the earth of this filth and this scum. Because just so that they can live in comfort, in luxury, enjoy the benefits of this dunya and drive in those luxurious limousine cars, they very expensive cars and all the type of thing, just so that he can do it. He does not mind who he destroys in the process. He does not care also. Instead, on the contrary, what he does is that he gets the youngsters, he lures them to himself, he attracts them to him, he gets them hooked onto the drug that he is marketing, and that's it. It starts from there. So brothers, please, let us, just with these few words, let us make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put lillahiyat, put ikhlas into what little we have said today. And that it does not stop here, that is our interacting with one another insofar as these problems that we are faced with is concerned. And let us try now not only to sit in the masjid and then go back home and say, Mol sahab, po haru hai iske dilo. That's it, finish, it's over. After lunch, Ajit Dakar Awe Nivandu, all that is over, it's over, it's forgotten. By asr time, we want to know what did Mol sahab speak about. That, let it not be like that. No. Let us take it a step further, many steps further. That we are going to now take a firm stand, inshallah ta'ala. If my son has got a problem, I am going to address it head on. If my daughter has a problem, I am going to address it head on. If my father has a problem, then too I am going to do it. Not because I do not like my father. I love him. I respect him. I virtually worship the ground he walks on. But I cannot, out of the love of my father, let him destroy himself. That I cannot do. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, Al-wahdatu khayrun min jalisi su, that remaining in solitude is better than evil company or evil companionship. Wal jalisu salihu khayrun min al-wahda, aw kama qala alayhi salatu wasalam, and pious companionship, good companionship is better than remaining in solitude. Why we mention this hadith? Is because alhamdulillah in this masjid we have such a great buzurg whom, if we only stick to him, if only we remain in his company and do what he has always asked us to do, inshallah ta'ala, thumma inshallah ta'ala, we will never go astray. Whether we are 80 years of age, whether we are 100 years of age, whether we are 10 years of age. If only we listen to this great buzurg, damat barakatuhum, and continue in this fashion, we will never go astray, inshallah. In conclusion, they are responsible brothers in the town. Bhai Maqsood Sidat of Radio Fix, Dr. Anwar Jiwa, Brother Ahmad Mullah of Overport. These brothers can be contacted if anybody has a problem in the strictest confidence, inshallah, with total discretion. These brothers are ever ready to sacrifice their time, their sleep, their wealth, their health, all the type of thing, just to inshallah ta'ala work and try and rid the community of these problems. And also at the same time, we should make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give relief to our Muslim brothers and sisters that went through the earthquake in Turkey also a few days ago, and the Jamiatul Ulama has embarked upon a collection campaign. Molna Muhammad Badat Sahab and Molna Ahmad Katrada Sahab can be contacted at the offices, inshallah, if anybody wants to donate, inshallah, for the benefit of our Muslim brothers and sisters in other parts of the world. Wa akhir da'wana.